barricaded or had some way to like either park the trucks behind the house or something like that. In this case, one of the issues was that it's just like right there in front of the road, and it's sort of like a visual issue. And then there is also just the fact that there's two access points, which makes it more of a commercial separate use, right? Because there's the residential access and then the commercial access.
Do you want to add a limit? Tripp, you brought that up.
I mean, if we're going to limit it to 900 only, I'm not sure that's necessary. Like, if we're going to open it up to allow 1,200 to be used, we're probably going to have to put a limit on it.
Mm-hmm. Is that a cul-de-sac? I mean, is there access to the house to 900 off? I don't know if the cross street is on the other side. Not now, but the other cross street. Looks like there's maybe a cul-de-sac or another entrance into 900 from the back.
Yeah, Ridgecrest Lane is the like frontage street, and the cul-de-sac is
so that doesn't do somewhere. The home. Okay.
It's kind of between the two, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, the residential property has access like on the map at least from the cul-de-sac, and then the commercial parcel or the trucking parcel has access for Ridgecrest directly.
But not from the cul-de-sac street?
In practice, I think it's a little bit fuzzier, but on paper, yes, they have two separate accesses on two separate areas.
What is the access? Is it off of Ridgecrest?
The commercial access is off of Ridgecrest on the, is that the north end?
Mm-hmm.
And the residential parcel 1200 is accessed off of the cul-de-sac.
But if you don't want to combine them.
But the covenant not to sell separately is sort of a soft combine. I mean, there's still two discrete parcels on a plat, but it means she's treating them as one. We've done covenant not to sell separately on lots of other land use applications.
It's still two tax lots.
But if we do that...
They're two tax accounts, one parcel.
Yeah. If we do that, then we probably would limit.
You have to go back and change one, then from lots 900, and you have to change that 900 only language back to...
To the original language?
Yeah. That's what you want to do.
And could she use the commercial access then from Boardman Canal? Can they get to that back lot?
You can't use a canal as a legal access.
No, there's currently no access from Boardman Canal.
Oh, okay.
No legal access, I should say.
I feel like we need to come up with a truck limitation if indeed that's we're going to use that language. That's my personal opinion. If we're going to do it, that you're going to put it that 900 and 1200 can be used. I guess we have to figure out what we're the most comfortable with.
I feel like you can't go below 8 because we have accepted that already, and that is a pretty good sized area. I think we've already set precedents.
Yeah, that part of it. But I think predominantly six tractors and six trailers, is that predominantly or a breakup of it?
She said seven trailers. Okay.
So did you just add that limit on one of the conditions?
Yeah.
Which one was that?
Or we're just going to have to add a new one.
Okay. So limited to?
I don't know if we want to do seven power units with seven trailers. And I think you could consider that a potato truck's going to be a power unit. Because I feel like that's what I'm getting from her, that's kind of their max. I don't know, that's a hard one. I'm going to be honest with you, that's a hard one to figure out what to... I mean, I do understand if we do approve, it's only for a year, primarily. That's our goal.
Mm-hmm.
So what if you said 8 units? Is that the most we've done? And then you just got to figure it out.
But I guess we have to decide, is a unit a tractor and a trailer? Or is a unit just a tractor and...
I would say yes.
I just asked you two questions, Tripp.
Yes. The tractor and trailer would
it's
be
one unit.
Right.
Is that okay? That's right. Yeah.
Or separate them, it's two, I guess.
Did we, when we did the 8, was that, I can't remember what you said, that was a tractor trailer unit or just tractor trailer?
That's been a while ago. I can't either. I can't remember. That one was a little different too.
How, this with the two lots together, was that a fairly, the one that was accepted, was that lot smaller or bigger or comparable? Do you guys remember that?
Well, that was off Wilson, wasn't it?
It was off Wilson, I think. And it was off.
It was off.
I would say it was probably a little bit smaller
than this one.
But it also was.
And it had direct.
I mean, that was one tax lot, and we're looking at two.
Yeah. Were they 10 wheelers or truck and trailer?
Okay, well, we need to get this figured out. We got it.
We also didn't have any complaints either.
That's right.
That's the thing. That's why we have to take in consideration of the neighbors portion of it. And I think that some of it we have with limiting hours and working on some other things. So I guess we just have to decide what our...
Well, the two, and the letter D is also the same thing. It's not about the objection of the business. It's about the objection of the lighting. So two are objecting to the business as a whole. A and D are just objecting to the lighting, not the business.
So my suggestion is that we put in a limit of 8 units, which would be a tractor trailer. But I think that's my...
The trailers won't leave by themselves.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. But that's what we're going to do. That's my... Because it feels like that's... They're leasing part of them, and they're returned, and then that seems to be what's parked there from the numbers I'm understanding. If I'm wrong, I'm wrong. Sorry. But does anybody...
So
you
your definition is 8 units, so that's 8 trucks and trailer combo units.
Combo.
Okay.
Or
okay.
One, or a unit would be a a 10-wheeler would be a separate unit.
Okay.
Does that, I mean, trying to find a working, short-term working environment.
Is this an oversimplification? If they're attached together...
They don't leave them attached.
If they're separated on the property, they're
I would still be a... I would still... If you have 8 tractors, 8 trailers, I mean... Because okay. They're not always going to be hooked up. But...
Okay. The approval is limited to allow 8 units, in parentheses, 8 10-wheelers or 8 tractor-trailer units, or a combination not to exceed 8.
Mm-hmm.
8. 8's the number. Do I hear... Anything?
It seems like that's the max. I might be wrong, but that's what I'm getting from that.
Okay.
So do that. The lighting, we got that for the glare and the time. And then it is, again, only a one-year permit.
Renewable up to 2 additional years.
And that's been on our rest of our other ones. So any additional comments? Oh, no, I don't need to ask additional comments.
Can we get a general consensus on whether we want it limited to tax lot 900 or if we want to go the other route?
Yeah, I was thinking that we had said it's 1,200 and 900 based on the covenant proposal.
Okay.
Is that...
So is that a relatively something...
So it's the original condition, okay. Daisy, yeah?
So
is that right?
What's the entail?
It's just a legal document, and we'll come up with a template, and they sign it and record it.
Okay.
Instead of replatting it and doing all that. Okay. I mean, I think allowing that, it goes along with your general policy to permit these on a temporary basis so we don't force these small businesses out of business while they're looking for appropriately zoned property.
And that covenant doesn't follow the property, right? So if it's sold, it's...
Well, this goes away completely.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Or
that,
transferable.
That covenant to...
I think that's a really good question. I think we can write it so that it applies to the current owner. So you'll get a lot more money for your property when you do sell, if you sell 2 separate parcels because you've got 2 buildable parcels. So we'll write it so it applies to the life of this conditional use permit.
Right, because you don't want to live beyond this permitting process.
Well, no, because another person might have a completely different...
He's shaking his head, not the attorney.
Mm-hmm. What'd you say, Dan?
You want this to be kind of limit it to probably these people.
Right.
And not have it run with title to the land.
Okay. Okay.
So, okay.
So maybe just a little amendment when we work with legal counsel to draw up the covenant that it applies to the CUP only, which is a bit of a twist on previous covenants that we've had.
Okay. All right. If there's no further deliberation, I call for a motion.
I motion to accept this application with the conditions modifiers noted.
I have a motion to accept conditional use permit N3772024 with the noted changes for exceptions to it. Do I hear a second?
Seconded.
Okay. So we have the motion made, second. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed, same sign? Motion carries. Alrighty, so our next one, do I have to say this again? Is that what we decided? Legally, do I have to say this again?
I think you, I'll want you to repeat it for the last one.
Okay.
You have to give free.
Since this one's following this one.
Yeah.
Okay. Again, I'll just briefly say, again, if you're presenting testimony, please make sure that you speak and identify with your name, spelling, of your name and your address, and if you would like the commission to hold the record open, please let us know before the public hearing is concluded. This hearing is Caitlin will be doing as a conditional use CUP N3762024, Victor Sanchez, owner and applicant. At this time, I call for any abstentions, ex parte contacts, or any conflicts of interest. Hearing none, seeing none. Caitlin, will you please present your findings?
Okay. Thank you, Chair. I just ask that all the commissioners bear with me. This is my first CUP. Yeah, so there, there were a couple grammatical errors on a couple of the pages, and they were fixed later, so I apologize for that in advance. And then this is going to be for Tax Lot 500, south of Coonsie Lane. This will be a conditional use permit to allow the applicant to operate and park 5 10-wheeler commercial trucks on the property. The property is located within the Boardman UGB, and he advised that he'll be operating them seasonally. I would like to say that on page 2, towards the bottom, general conditions, the findings of Sanchez have operated commercial trucks, subject property for several years, and the county has not received any specific concerns directly related to this existing operation. There is a new comment that has been added to record, or I would like to add to record. It's going to be, which one?
It is E.
It's going to be E.
And it's actually page, where does it start?
For the new comment?
No,
first starts on 33.
Page. On page 34, where you made the corrections?
Yeah.
Okay.
Ah.
Okay, so we will, I'll make a, I forgot, we just didn't add them all to the things. I need a motion to add Exhibit E to the findings.
I motion to add Exhibit E to the finding.
In a second.
Second.
Motion's been made and second to add the findings. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? All right, thank you.
Okay.
I have to be reminded of these things.
No, that's okay. So the staff does recommend using the same window of operation, 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. In hours of use, and that all, maintenance and noise comply with the Morro County code enforcement ordinances. We do not recommend approval or denial of this application. And then, obviously, the same time frame it'll be approved for 1 year with the opportunity to renew twice, or up to twice, and then any proposed signage will need to meet the requirements for the zoning ordinances or a zoning permit approval, and the applicant shall submit a final site plan. Did I miss anything?
What was the total vehicles? I don't...
Five.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Five pinwheelies.
And that's the max they want?
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Caitlin. See? Very good. At this time, we invite the applicant proponent to present testimony and evidence.
Hello, I'm Victor Sanchez, VICTORCNITC. My address is 78669 Skyview Drive, Boardman, Oregon, 7818.
Thank you. How are you doing? What's your info?
So I'm new to this. I don't have a lot of what to say and all that, but I just want to see if I can get this approved. I don't have... my only other option is to, if I don't get this approved, just to sell, because I don't have that many trucks to buy, to make up for, to buy another property. So, yeah.
I just want that. I invite the staff or commission to ask questions at this time. So, potato harvest?
Yeah, it's just potato harvest.
Okay. And then that short time, and then they stay parked. And just like we've asked in other ones, it's just an in and out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's mm-hmm. it. Yeah. Yeah, so they ran, this year they ran 5 weeks, I think. What was it?
This one's pretty. I know we've asked additional working on them. Because I know concerns we've had is just working on them at night and stuff, but. Do you do any maintenance on there, or are they all done? I mean,
no, the maintenance and everything is done there. Mm-hmm. And at night, it's only in season, because if they break, we have to get them ready for the next day. So that's only the time that we work on them at night. Mm-hmm. And the rest of the time, it's just during the day.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm kind of looking at the tax lot behind. I don't think the one behind us would affect that a lot.
And then there's also employee, I guess if you have five, that parcel that works in that part of the...
I was going to ask you about that too, tax lot 202. They look like they're connected, and there's a whole lot of stuff parked.
It's a tow yard.
Yeah.
It's the tow yard.
Okay.
So to me, it
we already dealt with that one.
Yeah. I think it's the tow yard.
Okay. Trucks are located or next to a tow yard, where I'm sure they do make noise too.
Yeah, they're just together. Yeah, I haven't parked next to there, so that's why they look together.
Okay.
Any additional questions for Mr. Sanchez?
You mentioned that you would have to sell. You are aware that it's only 4 year and renewable for 2 years?
Yes.
Okay.
So you asked about doing mechanical work, and he said he doesn't, but he works on them at night. So how does... Can I ask you?
How much mechanical work you do and what you're doing. I mean, you can do lots of mechanics without banging and...
It's usually the air guns that get neighbors really excited, and then dropping stuff on a concrete floor. So you do your own mechanical work on the property?
Yes.
Do you have a shop there?
No, I'm looking into that, but nothing yet.
So the other permits, the people have said they don't do their own mechanical work. I'm just not sure how to handle that.
Yeah, they did general maintenance. Did they?
Well,
it's maintenance.
Maintenance.
Yeah. You take it to go get a major.
Yeah, and when...
I guess I should use a different word.
And
that makes sense.
Most of the night stuff that we do is, like, at the farm. It's not there, because that's where they're running, so that's where, if they break, that's where we fix them.
Okay.
Any additional questions? If not, at this time, I invite any opponents to testify and present evidence. Hearing none at this time, we invite any other parties to provide neutral testimony or evidence.
Is that me, Stacy?
Yep, that's you, Carla.
Thank you. Again, Carla McLean, planning official for the City of Boardman, P.O. Box 229, Boardman, Oregon 97818. As I stated before, I appreciate seeing that the staff report is acknowledging that these are being issued technically in violation of Morrill County Zoning Ordinance 3.050.2.8. And also, again, I appreciate that it is acknowledging clearly in this one in the conditions about annexation and the fact that this activity would not be allowed within the city limits. So thank you for the opportunity to comment.
Thank you. Do we have any final questions for the applicant? With that, I ask, does anyone request that the hearing be continued or put on or held open? Okay, at this time, I will close the public hearing and deliberate about the findings. Do you have any additional thoughts? This one pretty much runs in line with our ones we've done before. Like I said, yes, we know we're trying to get to a spot, and so at that time, if we have no other questions, I'll call for, because I believe the findings and the...
Are you going to put a number in the findings? Limited to five?
It is limited. Well, that's all they requested, is five.
Yeah, and that's a really good point. So it is what's requested, but it also makes it even more clear if it's added to the conditions. Mm-hmm. That way, sometimes when we get calls from neighbors, we look directly on the conditions.
Oh,
so,
and not go in.
Yeah, yeah. It. I mean, it doesn't hurt to clarify
okay.
that.
Then we can add that. Where did I lose it?
And I just wanted to point out the one complaint makes it almost sound like he doesn't have an existing business now. I thought was interesting. I don't want a commercial out of thing.
Yeah.
Would have numerous trucks going in and out. Well, it already does. And that's kind of what I was kind of confused when I read it. I thought his business may have been something he was going to establish, which I didn't think from here. So.
So I'm supposed to add conditions 8 then, limited to 5 units.
That's what I was trying to. I got
it's
my,
on page
I got my pages backwards.
41.
There you go.
Limited to 5 units. Can we do?
Yeah, no, I was just seeing if we need to add it somewhere, if we need to a whole new number or just add it.
Didn't you add it to the hours? Yeah, the last time.
Yeah, we addressed the trips in and out on number 2 last time.
And these are these called 10-wheelers?
Yes.
Is that right? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Are you going to limit trips on this one too?
Yes, they should all be
single.
Single.
So make the same number 2 as the previous one?
Yep.
Okay.
So you want those two separate conditions?
Correct.
Okay.
What number?
The first one, the limited, is number 8, and the new one, number 9, is...
Where can we add it to?
Yeah, add it to number 2.
Number 2, like we did the other one?
Yeah.
Okay, yep, okay.
And our submit goes as is, so with those, I would call at this time, if we, that's the only changes needed at this time, I would call for a motion.
You want to close the hearing?
I did close the
Did hearing. You close the hearing?
Yeah.
I'm busy writing. Thank you. You got it.
Well, that one was already in our packet.
Mm-hmm.
That one. Need to
add. Oh, okay.
Motion to accept CUP N37624 as proposed with the proposed changes to number two and adding number eight square units.
Perfect.
I second it.
Okay, motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Motion passes.
Thank you.
I'm sorry, I didn't sit there. I guess you could have. Okay, now I got myself.
Stephen needs a transition.
Okay.
Are you with us, Stephen? He's got to pull the next map. Okay.
Sorry. What was the question?
We're going to number the next one.
375?
Yep. Please, anyone giving testimony, identify the chair and begin with your name, spelling, and your address. This is going to be Caitlin's second one. Conditional use permit CUP N3752024 for Carlos Collin, owner and applicant. At this time, I ask for any abstentions, ex parte contacts, or conflicts of interest. Hearing none, please proceed.
All right. CUP N3752024 is for Mr. Carlos Collin, who's requesting to apply for one singular truck and one singular trailer to be parked on his property. He is already allowed one truck. What we're looking to permit is the trailer.
That's why I wonder. I was like, I couldn't remember why we... Okay.
Yes, and his property is located within the Boardman UGB. And he parks his primary truck and trailer on the west end of the property. It's not overly visible from the roadway, which is nice. There have been no specific concerns directly related to his property. Same conditions, 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. window of operations, and doing 1 year up to three.
Mm-hmm.
With the opportunity to
read them.
Yes.
This one's pretty straightforward. So, I invite the applicant to present testimony. He's already sitting in a chair. So, she needs your name, address.
Yeah, my name is Carlos Collin, and I live in Bowman since 1996. And I've been trucking for that long, and I used to have more traffic, but now I'm getting old, so okay. Take it easy. So I have only one.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
And no public comments on this one. Yeah.
No. And similar, this is, so how long, is this a, oh, this is the trailer. So just in, same as others that we've stated, just in, out in the morning, in at night, not a lot of multiple trips.
What kind of trailer do you have?
I only have a flatbed.
Oh, okay.
My work is in Washington, so I go over there for 1 week and come in another week, so
gotcha.
It's back and forth, but I don't have, I'm not staying every day there. And then I only work 6 months.
Oh,
and
okay.
The rest, I park it.
Okay.
Don't use.
Okay.
And you don't foresee a need for another trailer of any kind, or?
Okay, I don't really have any questions. Pretty much straightforward.
Do we need to say that this is valid for... No, it does.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But really, just to clarify, it's, as Caitlin pointed out, the existing tractor unit is fine. Really, technically, this is just permitting the trailer
park. This is just that paperwork to get us.
To get them, the whole thing.
Does that start this year afresh because it's, or is it an addendum to the original application with just the tractor?
So we didn't have an application. It's just we amended our code to make it clear. Yeah, because previously it wasn't clear, but now it is more formally clear that they can have the tractor unit as their mode of transportation.
All right, any additional questions? Thank you. Any opponents to testify or present evidence? Any neutral testimony or evidence?
Carly again, Carla McClain, planning official, City of Boardman, PO Box 229, Boardman, Oregon, 97818. I'll probably remember that now after tonight three times. Same thing, again, we appreciate the staff report recognizing that these approvals are in fact a violation of Morrill County Zoning Ordinance 3.050.C.2.8. And again, should this area need to be annexed on these operations, as again addressed in the staff report, that is appreciated, would not be allowed within the city limits. Thanks
Thank
for the
you.
Opportunity to testify.
Thank you. At this time, any other additional questions for the applicant? Okay, hearing none, ask if anyone wants to continue hearing, hold your record open. With none, we'll close the public hearing at this point.
Okay.
I don't have any, if we want to just add the one trailer part, I don't know if any, since we did that with the last one. Since you said that's what you look at, do you want us to add just that we're adding a trailer, or do we not need to on this one since it's such a...
It's pretty...
It's just, yeah.
We could add a condition. I came up with some language if you want to.
It was just more to keep us that we're in line
consistent,
with consistency.
Yep, just that
those.
The yeah. approval is limited to allow the existing truck with a trailer.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay. So with that, I would call for a motion.
Motion to accept the CUP N37524 as proposed with the noted change of one truck and one trailer.
Could I have a second?
Seconded.
The motion's been made with the addendum seconded. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Motion passed. Thank you.
Thank you.
I'm going to work on that 6 months a year working part, though. I need that.
Yeah, good for you. It will keep you young.
Okay. Now we are on.
Do you want to tell the people who are still here that they can stay or they can't?
Oh,
go?
Yeah, you guys don't have to stay. I appreciate it if you want to hang out with us, but you don't have to. We don't find it rude or anything.
Thank you. Thanks for coming.
It's kind of like at the wedding where you tell people to sit down when the minister forgets to play.
That's right. I'll send my notebook home with Michaela so you have my notes.
Stephen,
you're
thank you.
We're going on to the next one. Do you have fun maps that you need?
I've got the vicinity map up.
We have to go in the same order.
Oh, do you want to stick around for him since you're here? Oh, she's not listening to you.
Yeah, I'll just tell him. I'll just take good notes. You don't have to stay. That was your question.
Okay. Is there anything else that you want me to show during
this? I don't know at this time. Do we have anything else that you want him to have ready? He'll have the maps for 1-6 on the farm.
I think that, can you pull
figure,
up the vicinity?
There's a figure one vicinity map that shows the Farm 6 land application program expansion.
Okay. Can you pull that one up?
Yeah, I'll show you.
Okay, well, I'm going to review through my
screen.
Okay. So
here's the... This one.
So you can go.
Okay, thank you.
And we'll just take notes by the one, Stacey, and whatever he has to say.
It's okay. Again, you've heard this. I kind of congested. So whoever has a comment to make, please speak clearly. When identified by the chair, begin with your name, spelling, and your address. Any exhibits for consideration need to be provided to the staff. If you would like the commission to hold the record are open or continue the hearing, please make sure you make this request before I close the public portion of the hearing. This hearing will be done by Tamara. It's a land use permit, LUDN 075-2024, Port of Morrow, as the owner applicant. At this time, I call for abstentions, ex parte contacts, or conflicts of interest.
I am, one of my bosses is the COO of the Port of Morrow, but I'd still like to be able to ask questions, just not vote. That is okay, Tammy?
Dan, did you hear that?
Yes.
One of your bosses.
No, one of your council members. I'm a city administrator for a city of my own, and the COO of the port is a counselor, one of my counselors, so he's one of my bosses that I interact with frequently.
There may be an uncomfortable personal aspect, but you haven't explained any actual, conflict of interest or potential conflict of interest. And if there is, and you have to recuse yourself, you would have to step away from the dais and not participate in the deliberation or voting at all. So it's kind of an all or nothing thing when it comes to recusal.
And unless you're not benefiting from anything like that.
Well, I don't know. It's kind of hard.
So at this time, Tamara, if you could give us the staff report.
You bet. Daisy, do you want to hand these out for me? So I sure will. So this is a land use decision defined in the Morrow County Zoning Ordinance. We're probably going to talk a little bit about... No, that's for Planning Commission. Oh. So they get one of each, please. Thanks. The application was deemed complete September 10th. Shortly thereafter, I wrote a what we call preliminary decision, wrote the findings, provided neighboring property owners an opportunity to request a hearing, and during that 21-day period, a hearing was requested, which is why we're here this evening. The application specifically is pretty straightforward. There's a lot of pages here with a lot of code references and statutory requirements, but it's fairly simple. Again, it's industrial wastewater, primarily food processing wastewater, that will go out by pipeline from the Port of Morrow a number of miles. It currently, the land application of wastewater currently goes to the area on the right. This is really where we need a bigger screen. And the expansion area is that yellow hash mark area. So at 7,000 acres is a large expansion area. I know folks from the port are here tonight and they can explain why they want to expand it. What's relevant to our decision tonight, your decision, Planning Commission, is whether or not they've met the standards in our zoning ordinance and the applicable Oregon statutes. I found that they did. They explained with some of these extra attachments that this was the route they would like to land apply additional wastewater. It's adjacent to the existing area, so they're only going to have to build a very small piece of pipeline to add this additional 7,000 acres. It's property of the land acquired by the port recently. It's very clearly that the proposed use meets this statutory definition of land application of industrial wastewater, and it will be used for farming use. The technical pieces all defer to the port on how they want to describe that. There are several conditions that I recommended that the applicant comply with regulations and directives of the Morrow County Weed Coordinator. That's pretty standard for use in farm ground. That they consult with Public Works and identify any potential impacts to county roads and obtain an access permit for construction in the right-of-way and comply with recommendations identified by other agencies. And throughout the findings on these few pages, you'll see reference to Department of Environmental Quality. Once this is approved by the county, then I can check a box and sign what's called a land use compatibility statement so that they can move forward and get their environmental permit from, it's a water quality permit from the state of Oregon. I could probably talk more, but
do we need to add these or are these?
Yeah, we have several things to add. So Michaela put together this nice packet of materials that were submitted after the packet was mailed to you and presented to the public. So item F is the original letter dated October 3rd by attorney Andrew Martin, who's somebody might not be on mute. A letter by Andrew Martin representing Pete Meindrick, who owns the neighboring property. Item G, it's a October 29th letter from Intermountain Law, also from Andrew Martin, explaining their case further, and they are here today, so I think they can better represent their position than I can. The next two, H and I, are letters in support of the port's application. So one is from a group called H2O Ego, explains the importance of this and how it complies with the standards. And the second is from a group called Food Northwest. Additionally, before you enter those into the record, Mr. Martin emailed this map today. I think he's going to use as an exhibit.
Okay.
So that could be number 1, 2, 3. We're going to do these. We'll have number 1, 2, 3. So F is I, G is 2, H is 3, I is 4. I'll make the map 5. And number 6 is a copy of the applicable administrative rules under which the Department of Environmental Quality will be evaluating this permit.
And he also sent us this?
He sent us these, yeah. So if you are inclined, you could entertain a motion to